Did Willie Freeman do it, or was it really a mob hit? And just how much money was involved anyway? The case before the court would hopefully settle these questions. So this is actually a widely used mock trial case from Lewis and Clark Law School in Oregon. But just as in a real case, the prosecution and defense called witnesses, cross-examined them, tried to persuade the judge on various points, and in the end left it all up to a jury of Freeman's peers.
My name is Melanie Sexton, and here today I have with me my assistant, Jamie Yerkes, and together we are representing the state in this court case. On March 20th, 2010, the defendant in this case, Willie A. Freeman, in cold blood, locked the victim, Devin Frost, into a cooler with their business called Shallots. This case is about a man, Freeman, who couldn't control his anger after learning about his partner's embezzling from the company. To Freeman's shock and horror, he found that Frost stole nearly $300,000 from their company to pay for her gambling problems and significant debt. In a fit of rage, this man, Willie Freeman, locked the victim in a cooler to endure a slow and painful death where she died of hypothermia.
My name is Sarah Rose, and my partner today is Chloe Gorgon, and we are defending Mr. Freeman today against the accusations of murder in the first degree. On March 23rd, 2017, at 8:30 a.m., Devin Frost was found locked in a cooler at Charlotte's restaurant. She had suffered from hypothermia and froze to death in the restaurant's freezer. Ms. Frost had had a history of gambling in the past. Her debt had gotten so bad that it was causing problems in her personal life. Ms. Frost was a woman that liked to steal just to help cover up her own wrongdoings, and we believe it is unlawful to now accuse Mr. Freeman of murder.
The defense for Freeman would counter that, in fact, the gambling debts did not drive him to leave his boss in a cooler to freeze to death. Freeman was an unfortunate victim of circumstance, and it was the mob who was responsible. But complicating things was the victim's insurance policy, the benefactor of which was the defendant, to the tune of $500,000. Complicating things further, bacon. Yes, the victim tried to spell something out in bacon as she froze to death in that restaurant cooler. Was it her killer's name? Well, this one prompted a visit to the bench and some clarification from the acting judge in the case, local attorney Peter Earhart.
We have the picture. I have evidence.
Could you approach it, rather than have an argument, or could you both approach it?
The initial documents said that this was admissible. There was no objection to the authenticity of documents, correct?
So I can still ask my questions? Thank you.
Denied.
So, when you found Ms. Frost on the freezer floor, was she not next to bacon spelling out a word?
Yeah, it was.
Not professional.
Witnesses offered testimony that was shaky at times, but this is all about learning the process. So, what did those legal teams learn? Here's one of the defense attorneys, Chloe Grogan.
It was playful at school. Then we're here, and it's kind of like we stepped out of our roles as students and actually into a role as an attorney.
We became lawyers.
And so as questioning our witnesses and their witnesses, it became kind of more real for us, but still kind of a plaything for them. But to us, it was like we wanted to win. Either side wanted to get our answers out. We wanted to get our opinions out.
And did either side convince the judge?
Well, I thought the prosecution had an easier time of it. The defense is always a little bit harder. It's fun to have an opportunity to have people kids be enthusiastic about it. I love it too when they finally figure out they can make objections and then they lose the objection, then they're mad. And it's really, really great of the court system to accommodate us. I mean, they actually gave us a clerk and they turned on the system. I mean, I think that the whole judicial system is very, very interested in kids learning about it and people who want to participate in it because it's such an important part of our community, really is, that we don't see unless we see it in a bad way.
And so after the jury deliberated for an hour and a half back in the classroom, they found the defendant, Willie Freeman, well, nothing. It was a hung jury with 8 of 12 calling for a verdict of guilty, which isn't really all that uncommon. Mock trials in classrooms all over the country come to different conclusions in the state of Oregon v. Freeman, and that's part of the fun. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.